I should add, I must add, if Deacon had been had the father of Moshe Scherer from the Kudus Yisrael was here before, he said, don't forget to mention, the father of Sinai Academy is Reina Hagoyin of El Yisrael.
Jews from Russia. And so each one of the Jews that comes out of
saying Hallel, Hallelujah, Hashem Kol Goyim, Shachu Kol Umim, Kigoma Aleinu Chazdoi, Ve'emes Hashem Lo'ilo Malzuko. That the emes of Hashem is everlasting. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that the Gemara says, ask who said this. Who was the first to say this, Ve'emes Hashem Lo'ilo, and what was the occasion when this was said? So the Gemara says that the Malach Gavriel was the first one to say, Ve'emes Hashem Lo'ilo Malachuko. What was the occasion when the Malach Gavriel said this? So the Gemara tells that when Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kifshan Reish, was thrown into a furnace, the Malach Gavriel came and he said that he wants to go down and save Avraham Avinu from the Kifshan Reish. He's going to cool off the fire. So the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, Avraham Avinu is special. Avraham Avinu is a yochid, he's unique. And I, the Rebbeinu Shalom, am unique. Therefore, I have to save him myself. You can't save Avraham Avinu. But the time will come, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, when Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah will be thrown into a Kifshan Reish, at that time I will repay you, and you, the Malach Gavriel, will go down and save them from the Kifshan Reish. So at the time when Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were saved, the Malach Gavriel said, Ve'emes Hashem lo'ilo ma'aluko. So we really have to understand, we're talking about the Malach Gavriel. The Malach Gavriel needed proof that the Emes Hashem, the truth of the Rebbeinu Shalom, is everlasting. The Malach Gavriel knows who's Makir. He needed proof for Emes Hashem Lo'ilo Maluduko. So, I think that the explanation of this Chazal is, we see, what did it take of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah to be Moisa Nefes themselves? It says, Natal Bienes of Minuziel, says that when Tomo was ready to let herself be put to fire in order not to shame Yehuda, so at that time she asked by the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should help her. And she promised him that if he's going to help her, she's going to give out 3 children, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that they will be ready to be Meisenefes themselves. They'll be ready to be Meisenefes themselves for Kavod Hashem. So we see that in order to have the keiches of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah to be Meisenefes, they had to have keiches of Tomo, so the spirit of Tomo, to be able to ready to go to a fire, not to shame Yehuda. We also had to have the strength of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah themselves. A person has prira. A person has freedom of choice. A person has prira. So how can the Rebbeinu Shalom promise that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah are going to go to a Kifshan Reish? There's so many keiches that's needed in order to make it possible for Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah to go into a Kifshan Reish. And that's totally themselves. They have the freedom of choice. So how could the Rebbeinu Shalom promise that will be a Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah? And this is what Gamala Gabriel said, the Emes Hashem lo'ilo ma'aluko. That the Emes Hashem is so clear, it's so illuminating, that there's no question that there'll be Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah that will be ready to go on Kiddush Hashem. This is what the Malach Gavriel was marking, and on that he said, Ve'emes Hashem lo'ilo ma'aluko. I think that we can also explain Ve'emes Hashem lo'ilo ma'aluko. If we have here in the Sinai Institute, we have somebody like Rabbi Katzit, who was ready in Russia to be Meisenefes himself in order to learn Torah. And here with a Mesiras Nefes, with
also say, wenn es Hashem Loilam Malanuko, that here in America, there were people of vision, that they were in the forefront in to take the initiative to educate Russian children. And especially one, and I don't want to mention his name, who had the vision to bring Gevalia Katzin almost 2 years ago from Russia single-handedly. And he also took the initiative to make him a sifter after down all of Gevalia Katzin, because he felt that somebody who understands the children, who understands the psychology of the children, who knows how to speak to them, will maybe be maspia on them l'toivo. And this we can say because it's ve'emes Hashem lo'elom ha'aluko.
I'd like to tell you a story that I heard from Rav Shimon Shram Shalita, and I think it belongs tonight, it has special meaning tonight. Rav Shram tells that he came to visit the Chofetz Chaim in Aden, and the Chofetz Chaim asked him, are you a Kohen? Are you a Levi? He said, no, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Levi. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I am a Kohen. He asked him, why aren't you a Kohen and not a Levi? And I am a Kohen and a Levi. So Ashraf didn't answer him anything. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I will tell you why I am a Kohen and you are not a Kohen. Because there was a time long ago that Moshe Rabbeinu called out, Mi Lashem Eloi. Who belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should join me. And he said, my forefather answered that call. And because my forefather answered that call, that's why I'm a Levi, I'm a Kohen. Your forefather did not answer that call. And because he did not answer that call, that's why you're not a Kohen or a Levi, you are Yisrael. There are many calls that go out. Mi Lashem Eloi. Who belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should join? To join in educating Russian children, whether it is in Beit HaGoyla, whether it is in Sinai Institute, whether it is to educate the children who are coming in from Iran. There are many calls of Mi Lashem Eloi. And if we'll answer the call of Mi Lashem Eloi, we will say to be safe education. The Sipurna says, on the question, why are Chayim Kodesh? So the Sipurna says, different than the Alter from Keller, Sipurna says like this. He says, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Geyser, ordered that there should be a plague on the firstborn, so the firstborn of Jews were also in a sakon. Since there was a plague to be special on the firstborn, so they would also be in the same danger. So in order to save them, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made them special. He made them kodesh. And since they were kodesh, he says they were like nazirim. So therefore, that's why they were saved. That's how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saved the chayim Yisroel. He saved them by making them kodesh. That's how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saved. So let's hope that we'll all be zoiche, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will also make us kodesh, and that will help us be saved from all the plagues that surround us, and we will be zoiche to Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meirah b'yameinu. I just want to say a few words to the Balei Simcha themselves, to the boys who have undergone the Pidyon HaBen. As we mentioned before, the reason why a firstborn has a special Kedusha, has a special holiness, is because long ago in Mitzrayim, the Pchoirim served as a vehicle to be Mekadosh Hashem. And since what they
him to be Mekadesh Hashem. And thus, you'll be a nachas to your parents and to the whole Klal Yisrael.